Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to
man. Hallelujah. I believe that this morning, as you listen to the testimonies, God is making you wiser. Please help me welcome Michael Moore to give us his testimony. Put your hands together as we welcome Michael Moore.
Hallelujah. Amen. My testimony is about how God has healed me of a broken heart and delivered me from a certain spirit of unforgiveness and bitterness that was, taking over my heart. Last year, I remember December, I experienced a very painful disappointment. And for a long time, I was really struggling to forgive. It got to a point that I couldn't even talk with a person. When I see the person, I know all that. And pastors talk to me still. So I decided to listen to messages on the Poemano about forgiveness and also read Daddy's small book, Forgiveness Made Easy. So as I was reading the book, I found a portion that talked about the Lord's Prayer test, that if you cannot put the person's name there and pray that, Lord, if I don't forgive this person, don't forgive me my sins, it means that still there's lingering unforgiveness. So that really touched me. And I heard another message that was titled The Foundation of Forgiveness from the Makanai Ion. I think he preached it in 2012. And Daddy said that unforgiveness is something that destroys the foundation of your ministry. There are many pastors, they are preaching, winning souls and everything, but it's like they are just signboards. They are just leading people to heaven, but they themselves, they don't have a right standing with God because of unforgiveness. And I got moved in my heart and I decided I'll let go. So not long after that, I had a counseling session with Daddy, and he also hammered on that forgiveness part. And by the grace of God, as I stand, I can say I've forgiven the person. I flow. I don't have any, the past is the past. I don't have anything against the person, and I'm moving on. And what helped me heal actually was a message. Another message titled, Overcoming Satan's Three Greatest Deceptions. And in that message, Daddy said that man shall not live by bread alone. And he likened bread to a lady that you really want. You don't live by bread alone. You can live by Hausa, Coco, Wate, Jollof. She's not the only girl. So I thank God for the materials that we have. If you are looking for a breakthrough, it's not going to see some prophet somewhere. A small book like Forgiveness Made Easy or just a track on the Makane can be a breakthrough for you. So dedicate yourselves to the materials and God will heal you and deliver you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Put your hands together for Michael Moore for a powerful testimony. Man shall not live by bread alone. Please, we have another testimony. Help me welcome Calvin's Dondi to give us his testimony. Put your hands together for Calvin's.
Hallelujah. My name is Calvin Dondi from Kenya, and now a student in Anakazo Bible School. My testimony is about the encounter I had one particular morning while I was watching one of the videos of our father. The title of the video is The Missionary Call. For those of us who might have watched it or have listened to it, it's a bit long message Daddy is describing about this great and famous missionary by the name Basil Maloff and the challenges in the mission. On the process, while I was watching and listening, I was using my earphone, sitting on my bed in the morning. It got to a point suddenly that I fell asleep. And in the midst of the sleep, I could feel something in my body that was not unusual. And my body was trembling in a way that I don't know how to describe it, because it's something that has never happened to me before. And on the process, I could hear a voice telling me that, go and preach, I will use you. And I believe back in my spirit that something was entering me. And before I listened to this message, I was like struggling to preach to people. I was not that bold. The boldness was not in me. But now, after watching this video, after listening to this message, I realized that something has changed in me, and a certain boldness has come in me. And now I'm able to preach, and there's a certain zeal, there's a certain drive that has come in me, that whenever I see anybody, I feel like I should preach to the person. And because I do not know if I might meet the person again. Even this morning while I was on my way coming, the person who was just next to me, I had to lead him to Christ, because I did not know that I might not meet him again. You see, I want to encourage everybody here that the messages that our daddy has been telling us and encouraging us, our daddy has been admonishing us, that it is in the messages that there is an anointing, especially the Makane. I want to encourage everyone to take the messages seriously. Listen to the messages. Me personally, the messages have been part of my daily meal. Every day I listen to messages. If you see me in the campus, every day I always have my headphone with me. I listen to messages. I want to say a very big thank you to our Father. Bishop, thank you so much for the messages. Thank you also even for making it possible for us, those of us who are not there when these messages were being preached, to get them. We are able to access these messages. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. God bless.
Amen. Give the Lord a shout for a powerful testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Ida.
First boyfriend I had, Peter, he won my heart, and I gave myself to him. Night after night, he came into my life, a dream come true. Did everything he told me to do. I just wanted us to be together. I would cover him with so many kisses. He's a lover, where is he now? He's a lover, he did not stay. He's a lover, he broke my heart. He's a lover, the love gone bad. So many boys, they were so nice, and I thought it was love. Many relationships. When I needed someone to hold me so close, looking for love in all wrong places, I did didn't know that I was deceived. Boys like Peter just would not stay. Oh, ooh, I could not understand it. Boys not staying. Oh, and I did not understand it. Relationships failing. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. Oh yeah. Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. Love and peace are found in Jesus. Greater love is only found in Jesus. Whoa. Ooh. Jesus lover, the greater lover. Jesus lover, you heal my heart, yeah. Jesus lover, the greater lover. Oh, Jesus lover, you're my prince of peace. Oh, Jesus lover. Oh, you heal my heart. Oh, yes, you did. You heal my broken heart. Oh, yes, Jesus, lover, the greater love. Oh, Jesus, lover, my prince of peace. Oh, Jesus, lover. Oh, Jesus, lover. Really like Sunday morning. See, I wasn't born again. I never read my Bible and I never ever prayed at all. Oh no. But I was saved on a Sunday. Yeah. That's why I really, oh, 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 I really like Sunday morning, oh yeah, that's why I really, yeah, I really like Sunday morning. Sunday mornings is the time I'm gonna work for God. Visitations, invitations. Sunday morning is the time I'm gonna work for Jesus. Oh yeah, I am living for Him. Yeah, oh. That's why I really, oh, 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 I really like Sunday morning, oh yeah, oh, oh. That's why I really, oh, 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 I really like Sunday morning. Wanna know how I spend my Sunday morning? I go witnessing, I go preaching. Oh, I think about others who've never ever heard of Jesus. Oh, oh, I'm winning souls for Jesus. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh. That's why I really, oh, 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 I really like Sunday morning, yeah, yeah, oh, that's why I really, yeah, I really like Sunday morning. I wanna be strong, so strong. I wanna be faithful in my Lord, my Jesus Christ. I wanna be faithful, yes I do. Oh, and loyal. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. I really, really, really like Sunday morning. The Lord, oh, 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 when a man loves the Lord, yeah, oh, when a young man loves the Lord, yeah, when a young girl, when she really loves the Lord, oh, a woman, a young boy, a young girl likes you, love the Lord. It's so beautiful. Yes, it is. When a man loves the Lord, he doesn't want to miss his quiet time. He doesn't want to miss his time alone. The Lord, he doesn't wanna miss the prayer, he doesn't wanna miss the fellowship, he doesn't wanna miss his time alone with the Lord. Oh, oh, oh. When a man loves the Lord, he would do anything for the Lord. Yes, he will. And he will go anywhere for the Lord. Oh, he doesn't want to miss the mission. No, he doesn't want to miss his calling. No, yeah. He doesn't want to miss the will of God. Oh, when a man loves the Lord, oh, oh, he will give him all. the best of his life, his youthful days. He will trust and obey and believe the Lord. See, when a young man loves the Lord, he'll give everything for the Lord. There'll be no more excuses to go all out. Oh, there'll be no more making up stories. No, no, there will be no more hiding. You will hear him say, Lord, here I am. Oh, when a man loves the Lord, yes, he will give him all his heart. Oh, the best of his life, his youthful days. He will trust and obey and believe the Lord. When a young girl like me loves the Lord, she will serve him when she's beautiful, when she's fresh like a lily, sweet like a rose. She's like a beautiful flower. So many boys want the beautiful flower, but she says, oh no, I belong to Jesus. Oh, when a man loves the Lord, he doesn't want to miss his quiet time. Oh no, he doesn't want to miss his time alone with the Lord. When a man loves the Lord, yeah, oh, oh, oh. When a young man, when a loves the Lord, beautiful. See, when a man, a woman, a young boy, a young girl loves the Lord, oh, I tell you, it's so beautiful. I know that it's so beautiful. My Lord and my God, serve you. If I live my life again, I'll choose you. 'Cause it's been worth living for you. Lord, I love you. And there's no one above you. 'Cause you gave your son. You gave your life. And you turned my life all around. You gave your life. You set me free. Oh, yeah. And so I serve you for the rest of my day. To do your mission, yeah. Oh Lord, my will to do your will. Oh, I'll preach your word, I'll build your church, and I'll do it again and again, my Jesus. 'Cause you gave your son, you gave your love, mama, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life, you set me free. So I serve you for the rest of my days. Oh, 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 oh. You gave your son, you gave your love, Jesus, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life, you set me free, yes, you did. So I serve you for the rest of my days. Oh, 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 oh.
Nobody like Jesus, no, no, not one, no, no, not one. Nobody can heal our soul's diseases, no, no, not one, no, no, not one. There's nobody. Nobody like Jesus, no, no, not one, no, oh, not one. Nobody can heal our soul's diseases, no, no, not one, no, not one. Nobody can heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Nobody can heal all our soul's diseases. No, no, not one. No, not one. Nobody. Nobody like Jesus, no, no, nobody, nobody like him. Nobody can heal our soul's diseases. Nobody, nobody, there's nobody. Nobody like Jesus. No, no, not one. No, not one. Nobody can heal our souls' diseases. No, nobody. No, not one. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, not one. Oh, no, no, not one. No, no, not one. See, there's nobody, nobody like my Jesus. No, no, not one. No, not one. Nobody can heal all our souls' diseases. No, no, not one. No, not one. See, there's nobody, nobody like Jesus. No, not one. No, not one, not one. Nobody can heal souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one, not one. No, 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 nobody, yeah, nobody. No, no, not one. See, I've been around the world and I can't find nobody like him, nobody like him. If you just try him and see, you will find that he's all that you need. No, not one. No, not one. Nobody said nobody. No, no, not one. There's nobody like Jesus. No, no, not one. No, no, not one. Nobody can heal our souls' diseases. No, no, not one. No, no, not one.
Amen. How many of you enjoyed Ida's music? Well, I'm glad to announce to you, it's time for the word. Amen. Oh, I think this is not the first live church. I said it's time for the word of God. If you're excited, make some noise. Let's welcome Bishop Dagwood Mills.
Hallelujah. Are you glad to be here this morning? What a blessing. Let us pray. Father, thanks a million for your wonderful presence here this morning. Guide us by your mighty power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Are you excited to be here this morning? Today, I want us to look again at the presence of God. Amen. Turn with me to Genesis 39. Genesis chapter 39. And I want you to see the wonderful presence of God. Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him out of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. Verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was where? With Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. That is going to be your testimony. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. So, this verse is showing us that even in as a slave, no matter where you are, if the Lord's presence is with you, what does the Bible say? He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. So most of us are not in our own houses. Most of us, our situation is not the highest and the very best, isn't it? But if the presence of God is with you, all right, nothing can stop you. So I declare that the presence of God is with you from today. And once the presence of God is with you, the Bible says he was a prosperous man. So we need to do whatever we need to do to have the presence of God with us. Verse 3. The next verse. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. Amen. Now, I want us to know that many things don't need visions to know. The man who saw that the Lord was with him also saw that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands. Are you with me? So, you know, sometimes you ask, well, how do you know the presence of God? How can we know if God is with us? This verse is telling us that an Egyptian unbeliever who has arrested Joseph saw that the Lord was with Joseph. People will see it in your life. People will notice that God is with you. Amen. One of the main things that I want us to know about the presence of a spirit, whatever the spirit is that a spirit is not something that you may feel per se, you feel, but the effect of that spirit is what you should look for. So you see, what happens is that we look for, let's say, maybe a feeling or maybe a mist or some kind of fog. And then you say, God is here. That's not how to know whether God is there. Even when you read the Bible, you see that the Bible says, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And the master saw, an unbeliever saw. Why don't you also start seeing? When Nicodemus came to see Jesus, Nicodemus told Jesus that no man can do these kind of things unless God is with him, in John chapter 3. Nobody can do these things unless God is with the person. Huh? God will be with you. God will be with you every day. You see, what is marvelous is the way unbelievers notice these things. This man, God is with him. But Christians will not be able to recognize the presence of God. Last week, is it last week or this week, on Friday night, I went to the stadium. Bishop Oyedepo was there. And I was blessed to be with him. And it's interesting that few ministers in Ghana would even go there. Yes. Few ministers would go there. Somebody who has, he has more services than I'm mentioning, but two of the five services, he has 102,000 people in one service, 50,000 in the hall, and 52,000 chairs outside. As one church. Yes. Do you understand? That is the church that he has. And you find that unbelievers recognize things. This is Nicodemus. Nicodemus, this is Potiphar. And this is Nicodemus. They see. They notice. And sometimes pastors and Christians are the ones who seem not to see anything. Nicodemus told Jesus, look, nobody can do these things unless God is with him. He cannot do it. It's not possible. If you go to Nigeria, you may, when you hear Bishop Oyedepo's sermon, when I mentioned he has got about 102,000 people in one service, but he has two services like that. There are five services in the morning. You would have a feeling that in Nigeria, all churches are large. But in Nigeria, most churches are small. Yes. And there are some few that are very big. But most pastors have small churches. Surprisingly. Yeah. Amazing. Nicodemus said, no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God. He was even teaching Jesus. It was like, that's how he came to see Jesus. I've come to teach you something. And I want to teach you that God is with you. Now, so how do you know the presence of a spirit? By the things that happen and the things that the person does. You know that there is something there. Take an example like Hitler. Adolf Hitler. How do we know that Satan was with him? You see, how do you know? How do you know that Satan was with him? You see, if you take Numbers 14:24, I believe, Numbers 14:24, it says, Numbers 14:24, it says, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. You see, he had another spirit with him. Okay? He had another spirit with him. With him. Not in him, with him. I'm talking about the presence of something with you. You see? And Caleb is the one who said, we can do it. What he said and how he tried to get the spies to flow. And Charlie, look, let's go to the promised land. Let's try and overcome these giants. Let us know what spirit was with him. I'm talking about the presence of something with you. It's even how you talk and the things you are known for having done. No matter how you look, no matter how you look physically, never think of physically. You see, when you meet Hitler, I've watched a lot of films about Hitler. One of the things you notice is like, at a point, he's like a kind or gentle old man. It's not, he wasn't even old when he died. He was just 54 or so years old. He died April 30th, 1945. He wasn't old, but he looked old. He said, in a few hours before he died, he says, since I took on the burden of these German people, I have only known worry, hard work, and concern. He was writing his will. Worry, concern. Hitler. That's what he wrote. His will. He wrote a will before he died. Yes. When he saw that he was going to die, he wrote a few hours before he died. I've only known concern and worry, hard work for my people. That's what he said. He had this little dog. He had his girlfriend called Eva. And he married her just when he saw that he was going to die. He said, look, let's sign so that you can call yourself Frau Hitler, which means Mrs. Hitler, for the last couple of hours before we die. Yes. When you see him, listen, and the things he said, you see, a lot of them are not on their own evil. For instance, you can maybe be evil, but I don't know. For instance, the European Union is today practicing and implementing all of Hitler's ideas. All the ideas of the European Union come from Hitler. He said we will have a common, a larger space. That's why he conquered all of Europe, to bring it all together. He was uniting Europe. Yes. And he did it by 1940, June 1940. He was in charge of almost every part of Europe. 1940. He started the war in 1939. 1940, June. He was the master of Europe. And his aim, we'll have a common currency. We'll have a larger border. We'll have more industry and for business for all the people to get. The European Union is following exactly Hitler's ideals that he mentioned. So how can you know what spirit is with just looking at the works that he did, which is to cause the death of 55 million people? He killed so many people, and his hatred for Jews, which he started promoting, can tell us who he is. So a spirit is not known by, maybe the person is shaking or breathing. Both Jesus, both Nicodemus and Potiphar, saw, recognize the presence of God, and you too will recognize the presence of God. I want you to desire to have God with you. His presence is an invisible power that is walking with you and doing things, wonderful things. Exodus 33. Exodus 33. Wow. Are you still there? Now, in Exodus 33, we see a special request by Joshua, by Moses. Okay? Now, in Exodus 33, verse 7, Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it outside the camp. Hey! Far from the camp. And called it the tabernacle of the congregation. Huh? And it came to pass that anyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was outside. Look, King James Bible is the Bible you should use. Why? Because the language is a little different from the words we speak today. So what happens with that is that you are able to learn verses and they stay in your mind as scripture. Okay? If you change it to your normal English, what happens is that you just know truths, but you don't remember scriptures anymore. So remember that. If you are going to use a Bible, try to use the King James. Even if it's a little difficult, but there are so many versions. And you can use another version to explain to you what it means. But without is used to, when we say without, in 1611, when King James made them write the King James Version, it was in 1611. When you say without, it means outside. That's what it means. Or if you say the conversation, it means behavior. Conversation means behavior in 1611. Now it means, conversation means talking. But in the King James time, conversation means behavior. That's why the Bible says they are won by the conversation of the wives. Your husband, a bad husband is won by the conversation of the wife. It didn't mean the chatting of the wife. It means the behavior. All right. No, you can make it smaller so that the people can see. Please, let the people be able to see. All right, it's fine. I'm okay. He said that if anyone obeys not the word, he'll be won by the conversation of the wives. Okay. So anyway, so tabernacle of Moses, he went outside. Okay, next verse. Verse 8. And then, verse 8. Put it on the screen so that we can see all if you can, if it's possible. If not, it's fine. And it came to pass when Moses went into the tabernacle that everybody stood up and every man stood at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone. Now everybody came out of their tents. Their tent was their house. And everybody would stand and look, and Moses was far away over there going into the tent. Hey! Until he entered into the tabernacle. Verse 9. The next verse. And it came to pass that as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. Hey! And Moses talked with the Lord. That's why they were afraid of him. Moses is the top minister in the whole Bible. When he entered into the tabernacle, the pillar came outside. Everybody was watching. And that's what the Bible says in the verse before that. When he was going to the tabernacle, everybody came out of their tent to look where he was going. They looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And when he entered the tabernacle, a cloud comes to stand in front of him. That's how your ministry will be. Very nice and powerful. 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 Hey! The next verse. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people worshiped, every man in his tent door, like everybody stood and said, hey! And when they saw the pillar coming in front of Moses' tent, which was far away without the camp, outside the camp, far away, they all worship. Say, sheesh, God. You are going to experience this presence in a fantastic way. Yes, everyone worshipped at his tent door. Verse 11. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face. Hey, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into his camp. But Joshua, his servant, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Joshua was in that tabernacle where the presence of God was appearing. You see, there are some people who are not a disturbance to the presence of God. And there are some people who are a disturbance to the presence of God. It's true. Some people are a disturbance to the presence of God. And some people are compatible. You see, their presence in the man of God's life is not a disturbance. Neither is it a change of environment when the person is there. There are some servants like that. Yes. Your presence doesn't change anything. It doesn't make it that Moses cannot pray. Or Moses is not in the presence of God. Or Moses is not in the spirit. Joshua was with him all the time. That's why later on when they were going to choose somebody, it wasn't difficult to choose Joshua. A son of Nun departed not out of the tabernacle. The next verse. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto these people, bring me these people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou also found grace in my sight. The next verse. Now therefore, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me thy way. Show me thy way, that I may know thee. That I may know thee. How many want to know God's way? The Bible says that the children of Israel knew God's miracles and power, but Moses knew his ways. I think it's Psalm 103. Moses knew his ways. All right. He made known his ways to Moses, but his acts to the children of Israel. So you can be here. You see me doing my actions and events, but you not know the ways, my ways, and how I go about things, because you are far. You not know how I came to stand here to preach. You not know what I did before I came here. Are you listening to me? Back to the verse. Then he said, let me know you. All right? When you are close to somebody and you have the privilege of being in the person's presence, do you see? Then you can say that you actually know the person. And then when you know the ways, the methods, the style, the real pathways that are taking place, that's when you know. But it only comes by being close. So there are people who know God but don't know God's ways. That's why Paul prayed this same prayer that Moses prayed, that I may know thee. You see, because you can have more of God's presence in your life. You can be closer. And the closer you are, the more you see, the more you know, and the more fantastic things there are to discover. All right? Show me thy way. The next verse. Beautiful. Then he said, my presence, you see, this is a response. My presence shall go with thee. My presence. shall go with thee. You see, when you are knowing somebody's ways, it's because you are close to the person. Otherwise, you see the person's great. Like, let's say Bishop Oyedepo came around. Somebody has got 102,000 people in one of his services. That's one of the services. But after the service, I was privileged to be with him. Yes. I sat in a car with him, at the back with him. Two of us were there. And then when we got to the hotel, I was privileged to be in a private meeting with him. There, I got to know by being just in his presence. I got to know his ways. He told me, he said, I'm leaving tonight. I said, you are not spending the night. I said, I'm leaving today, now. Then he said, do you know why I'm going? I said, no, why are you going? He said, because tomorrow I have outreach. Yes. I have outreach. Yes. He said, tomorrow Saturday, I have outreach. Yes. So I have to be there. He said, every Saturday, I do outreach. He said, I've bought two cars for that. No stage, only horn speakers. He goes in his own outreach. He said, my wife goes this way, I go this way. I said, wait, shh, listen to my preaching. Listen to my preaching. I shouldn't preach again. When you are in somebody's presence, you will not just know the actions and the great achievement, but the way he has achieved it. He said, every Saturday I do outreach with my horn speakers. I gather. He said, although my church is full, the country is full of people smoking weed, doing bad things. He said, last Saturday I won 145 souls and he brought them to church. Yes, he does his own outreach. It's not a crusade, it's outreach. It's on the street. I go on the street on outreach. Somebody who has 100,000 people coming to the church. So again, you start to see that as you get closer. So when Moses asked, Moses said, show me thy way. Verse 13. Yes. Show me thy way. Then the answer was, I will show you my presence. My presence will go with you. Do you see? You can never know somebody's ways until you are present with the person for a long time. You only know the great things the person has done or the things the person has done, but not know the ways because the presence is not with you. So there are about five dimensions of this presence. When his presence is with you, the things that you begin to know. And one of the things that you begin to know is his ways. His presence is to know his ways. When his presence is in your life, you start to know his ways. How he's doing it. When you know his ways, you may not even be sad at a funeral. You may not even be sad. You may even be happy. Because you know what's happening. And you know what he's doing. Certain things may not make you sad or make you cry anymore. Because you will know what God is doing. You know his ways. So this one is going to become this. Wow. Are you listening to me? Show me your way. Okay, my presence will go with you. I've got to go with you. You'll be close to me. And you know what I do, how I wake up, what I do in the morning, how I go about things. You know my ways. You are going to know the ways of God. Yes. You're going to know the ways of God. You're going to know the ways of God. You're going to know the ways of God. God is going to be in your life, very much in your life. Yes, people will see from outside that God is with you. So there are many, many wonderful things about this wonderful presence. I always want to talk about it, but I never get a chance, so I'm sharing with you. Amen. Verse 14. My presence will go with thee, and I will give you rest. You are going to experience calmness when you enjoy the presence of God. Your struggles are over. Your struggles are over. You know, when, as a pastor, you may not know your importance to somebody. That's why when you're a pastor, you have to know what to do. But you may not know the importance of certain things for certain people. But once you are present, if you are really a pastor, certain rest comes into the picture. I remember a funeral. Somebody said to me, I never knew that you would come. But when I saw you coming through the door, it was like everything just calmed down. So even a pastor, a small person, can bring rest where there's no rest. Amen. Even a pastor can bring rest where there's no rest. How much more God? That is why when September 11 happened, and instead of President Bush to come to the September 11 action spot, he went and flew in that his big plane. They were flying around, and he didn't come there for some time, and it went against him. He said, we're expecting you here. Because your presence as the commander will have calmed things down. But you were flying for safety all over the place. But rather, the mayor of New York, what's his name? Giuliani, he rather came on the scene. My presence will go with you and I will give you rest. You will start calming down in your life when you experience the presence of God in your life. So everybody here must desire this wonderful presence of God. Any girl here who is rather desiring the presence of a boy, you have lost your way. You have lost your way. No boy can give you the rest that you need in your life. There is no boy. But you see, you shout, you may shout at all. But the way you are behaving, it's like the boy is the main person in your life. So you may shout at all, but the main person that you need is that boy. That is why your heart will be broken into many pieces. and you are going to get so many pimples on your face out of brokenheartedness until you learn that it is the presence of God that will give you rest and not the presence of any boy. Many of the heartbreaking experiences of our life are to teach us about God and to bring us towards our God and to like God and to love God. When you hear some of the love songs that have been written, actually most songs are about love. Without you, I can never, will never descend. Endless love. I mean, chale. You think that like the presence of this boy is all I need. Come back to my heart. Come back to my life. That is why all of me wants all of you. All of me wants all of you. My presence, not the presence of Joe, or the presence of John, or the presence of Kofi, can ever give you the rest that you need. Amen. But you see, when you are young and you are preaching what I'm preaching, you will not believe it. Why is it that when you are young and an older person says something, you don't believe it? Why? Do you know why? Many years ago, I had a tipper truck, and my father-in-law advised me. I was going to England. My father-in-law has had many tipper trucks. He advised me to park the truck and go abroad and come. But I really needed money, and it was my business. So I said, in my case, do you understand? It will not be how you are saying. And I explained to him that I had two people. One was called Isa and another guy. These two are very good. So I'm leaving the track with them and I'll be back. When an older person speaks, often we cannot believe. It's not the presence of anybody, but the presence of God. You will not believe it. So I travel and I left the track with these people. When I traveled and I came back, that was when my first son was born. We came back with him. I was met by Bishop Saki, Bishop Eddie. They sang a song and everything. We were very happy. They took us to the house. We were very happy and everything. The next day, then he came. And he was informed me that he wants to inform me about one or two things. I said, what is happening, sir? My truck is now parked at Odona. Do I know Odona? Yes. What is it doing there? The tipping motor of the truck is spot. When a tipper truck is going to discharge the stones, it goes up. Not knowing that one also has a motor. Apart from the engine. It's not working, the gearbox, something. So, apart from everything, I am owing all this amount. You see, when I was going, I was advised, park the truck and go and come. But I don't think too far. I don't know why. Some years ago, a brother was going to marry a sister. And the sister he was going to marry was the brother the sister was going to marry was somebody's beloved. I wrote a song. The song is called My Beloved Is Mine. We'll be releasing it soon. We'll have a concert soon. Do you want to hear that song, My Beloved Is Mine? He was somebody's beloved. Somebody's beloved. But through her efforts and her presence, that beloved went away and she came to take the place. I remember where I was sitting at Kolegono. The brother was here and the sister was here. And I recounted them. I said that these are what is going to happen in the future. In your relationship. And I said, number one, this will happen. Number two, this will happen. Number three, this will happen. Number four. Up till today, when I meet the brother, I say, you said it. It's okay. You said it. You said it. Everything has happened exactly. Love sat on the back of an eagle and flew into the sky. Love sat on the back of an eagle and flew into the sky. And the eagle is the only bird which likes storms. It's the only bird which likes storms. All birds scatter when there's a storm except eagle. The lark went with the eagle straight into the storm. That was it. Up till today. You see a young man married. He has not had sex for 3 months. Young and fresh. My presence will go with you and will give you rest. Not the presence of somebody. But I don't know how it is. When God is speaking to us, always we know better. Always. Are you still around? Show me thy glory. Now, he asked in verse 18. Show me your glory. Now, this is the presence of God. These are the dimensions. In verse 19. I can't go into it today, but it says, I will make my goodness pass before thee. This is the second dimension or something about the presence. My goodness. My goodness. When the presence of God is with you, the goodness, I will make my goodness pass before thee. The goodness of God is going to surround you from today in the name of Jesus. Yes, the goodness of God. I'll make all my goodness. You know, one day, I was talking to a sister. Can you hear me at the back? I was talking to a sister who said she was going to divorce her husband, who was a pastor. And I told her that she shouldn't do it. She shouldn't do what she's going to do. Because she wants to spoil. You know, one of her favorite or common statements is that people don't know who he is. They don't know how. Yeah, they don't know him. When they see him on stage, they don't know he's not whatever. But I told her, if you try to destroy my pastor, you will see another side of me that you don't know well. Yes, you see something else. You've known me for so many years. You will see another side. I told her that the problem that she's having with the husband, she will forget about it. It will be me that the problem will become me. I will become the problem. You know, I don't like people who want to spoil pastors, people's lives. You know, I don't like that. I told her that she will see another side. So when God said, I will make my goodness, you see, there's a side of God that is the goodness. That's why the Bible says also that God is a fearful God. He's a terrible God. There are different sides of God. God can make you cry. You will cry all the tears. You will be short of water, I tell you. Water shortage of your body. You will cry so that you have entered into water shortage. God can make you cry and you see that the electricity in your body is finished. All are finished. The powers in your body are finished. Water and light are off. Not that you are not finished, but there is no power and there is no water. All the waters are finished. But God said, I will make my goodness. And that is what you must pray for, the presence of God himself to be with you in whatever you are doing. Amen. Yes. Nicodemus saw it. He said, look, nobody can do this except God is with you. Nobody. Been around the world, I can't find nobody like Jesus. No. Not one. Not one. My goodness. You are going to experience the nice and good sight of God. Yeah. Then he says, and I will proclaim. All this is in response to the request. I want to see your presence. Then he said, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. Do you know that people have names? You don't know their real names. So. Like you come to church, somebody may be called Paul, he may be called Henry, he may be called, but he has another name. It's true. That only certain people can call him by that name. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. God can reveal to you that his name is Daddy. You see, there are many names of God. Each name you mention shows another side of him. Jehovah Rapha, it means he's a healer. Jehovah Nissi, it means he's a victorious one. El Shaddai is a name. When he mentions that name, it means he has breasts. Waters and milk for everything. That, you know, those of you who have not done obstetrics, gynecology, you know, or pediatrics, you don't know what is in breast milk. Breast milk, you're not even supposed to give water to the child. Just the breast milk. No food, nothing. Everything is in the milk. And El Shaddai, Shad means breast. El Shad. Shad is breast. Shaddai, El Shaddai. God who is mighty and breasted. Mighty God with powerful breast. Everything that you need is in that powerful breast. El Shaddai. El Shaddai. El Shaddai. Shad is breast. Shad. El Shaddai. Mighty breasts of God. Containing everything that you need for your life. When God appears to you as El Shaddai. And you see that. Is mighty is all you need. You'll be always be saying to God, I didn't know that all this was included in serving you. I didn't know that all this was included in serving you. I didn't know that all this was included in serving you. Then after that he said, I will be gracious. When the presence, you start to see his presence, you start to see gracious. Gracious is a referee who doesn't blow the whistle when you have made a foul. Like he just Play on. Gracious. How many have had a penalty and you say, oh Lord, don't blow your whistle. Gracious. One day, a certain husband and wife were quarreling. And finally, the husband came to say sorry. So I told the wife. And even though he had said sorry, you know, when somebody comes to say sorry, he said, I won't even mind you. Is it not true? So I told her, be gracious. You can see that the man has come to say sorry. So be gracious and even let it be like, oh, it's okay. It's all right. Don't forget about it. But some of us, we want to prosecute the issue. I said, no, I cannot accept your apology unless we go through the issues. We must prosecute this matter to the logical conclusion. How many have met somebody like that before? Hey! So you see that you've said sorry, but No. But the Bible says God is gracious. As if you haven't seen. Come on. Play on. Play. Shoot. Play on. God is saying to you, when my presence is with you, I will be there watching you. Hey! And he will say, play on. Can you imagine God is with you when you are sinning? And when you wake up from your sins, you are expecting firing squad. And God says, play on. Just play on. Continue your prayers. This is the meaning of the presence of God. I will be gracious. To whom I will be gracious? I will be gracious to you. When you wake up from the mistake, God says, play on. You say, are you joking? And say, I'm serious. Play on. Me? Yes, you. That's what it means. Look at the woman who was caught in adultery. Jesus was there. Everybody was expecting execution that day. And Jesus said, play on, ma'am. Don't do it again. Oh, play on, girl. Play on. Just carry on. Just go. Go home quickly. Just go home. God is being gracious to you today. He's saying to you, play on. And I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Wow. What a blessing from God. Amen. Clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. And finally, verse 22, it shall come to pass when my glory passeth by, I'll put thee in a cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand whilst I pass by. Verse 23, and I will take away my hand and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. When the presence of God is there, you start to see things. That is why when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you start to have visions and dreams. You start to see and understand what you never used to understand. Yes. It's happening practically. Hallelujah. Now, I want to say something. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And I've come to the end of the message, and I'm giving you the end part that I want you to see is very connected to the beginning. You shall receive power after that person is with you. You see, the power of God is a fruit of the presence. Power comes after he is there. So when he is there, then you start to have his power. Amazingly, you can lose his presence and still keep the power. And that is why there are people who serve God, work for God, and they are preaching today and committing sins tomorrow. Because the Bible says the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. He doesn't take back his gift, but his presence goes. So you can have somebody with the power, but without the presence. There's a lot of that. The presence is gone. Samson wist not that the Lord was gone. So it's a wonderful thing. And after the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, that's when he even prophesied. So the presence of God, Acts 1:8, it says, you shall receive power. And I remember what I started telling you about Adolf Hitler. Like, how do you know the spirit that is, how do you know that there's something there? It's by what the person does. Now, what are we going to know when the Holy Spirit is in your life? Listen to me. This is an important section. I'm just showing you because you may say, oh, I feel, I breathe in. Look, all these are nice. Let's stay on solid ground. It's possible. I know. I don't dispute. But let's stay on solid ground today. Are you with me?
Yes.
You shall receive power. And what's going to happen after the presence of God is on you? And you shall be my witnesses. You shall be my witnesses. Now, when the Holy Spirit became, the Holy Spirit was present in a very real way in the lives of the believers. His presence was so strong. Certain things happen. And that is going to be the way we shall know that the presence of God is with you. How many want the presence of God to be with you? Wonderful. And it's going to be with you.
Yeah.
That presence is the presence that is going to make you a prosperous person.
Yeah.
All your life.
Amen.
I cannot say I'm not prosperous. I cannot say that. How can I say that? Yet, from the first day that I finished medical school up till today, I've never sought for money. No. I've never gone anywhere because of money. Maybe I have, I don't know, because I'm a human being. No. I've not worked for money. I've not looked for money. There's nothing about me that is looking for money. Most of the things I do are against, as if it's against money. And yet, I cannot say I'm not prosperous. How can I say that? Genesis 39, verse 1 to 3, it says, and Joseph was a prosperous man. The Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. Unbelievers noticed it. So in Acts 1:8, are you with me? Bible. Stay on the Bible. Stay on the Bible. And you are always safe. Don't move off the Bible. Stay on the Bible. Anything is not in the Bible, say, just lift your hand, say, red card, yellow card. But it's on the Bible. Then you are okay. How many want to stay safe on the Bible? Joseph saw. Joseph, God was with him. He was prosperous. Why should I seek prosperity when I can seek him? Now notice, after the Holy Ghost comes and his presence is so mighty, what's going to happen? You shall be witnesses. You will be people who will win souls and turn people to God. That's how we will know. If I don't see that, to me, God is not with you in a certain way. If I don't see that, to me, God is not with you in a certain way. Amen. Amen. I'm ending. And I'm ending with this. And I'm going to give you scriptures that I want you to take home. These are the scriptures that are going to describe how you are, your life is going to be. When the Holy Spirit came to the apostles and the disciples, remember, suddenly there was an opportunity for Peter to preach. Say opportunity. Opportunity. Say opportunity. Opportunity. And then he preached. Then the first scripture, Acts 2:41. 3,000 souls. Like upon the arrival of the Holy Ghost. Let's say arrival. Say arrival. Of the Holy Ghost. That's it. 3,000 people were saved. Don't talk to me about the presence of God if I don't see souls being saved through you. Yeah. Don't bother. 3,000 and numbered. We count it. We count it, and I know. And I was not surprised when Bishop Oedipo said he goes on the street to do evangelism. On Saturday, every Saturday, himself. Last week I was on the corner here. And remember, we have announced Saturday is our outreach service. Every Saturday and everybody here. Saturday evening. You see, when I hear such things, it encourages me because I'm odd. Yeah. When you see a pastor on the street standing on the roadside preaching, it's like I look strange in Ghana. Here is somebody with 102,000 people in one service, and he's going to win 45 souls. And he's so excited about it. He was flying. He said, I leave at midnight. I'm flying out of here in his private jet. He doesn't go in other people's planes. Or Ghana Airways or Gambia Airways. He's on his own jet. And he's going to take his horn speakers. His horn speakers. And you are too big to be found on the street winning. So don't tell me that the Spirit of God is with you. I don't think so. I don't think too far. I don't think madness. I don't think so. Beat your head and say, I don't think so. Acts 2:41. Four scriptures you are taking home with you. Second one, Acts 4:4. This is the presence of the Holy Spirit working. God is working. Look at what is happening. I mean, there was no Holy Spirit before. These guys had been with Jesus for, they even sent them out on evangelism. Nothing happens. But once the presence of the Holy Spirit lands on these people in Acts chapter 2, it's like suddenly it's all about souls. It's not about money. It's not about anything else. People who are being saved and being added to the church. Howbeit, Acts 4:4, many of them which heard Many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. Within 1 week of the arrival of the presence of the Holy Spirit, what is happening in the world? Riches? No. Souls. Souls. Souls are being saved. So when the Holy Spirit lands on you, my friend, you. When God's Holy Spirit is on you, this is going to be the sign. We will see souls being saved. Just like, you see, Acts 4, don't be confused by chapter 4. It's actually chapter 3. You see, chapter 2 is when the Holy Spirit came and Peter preached and said, in the last days, these are the days of Joel, my spirit, I pour my spirit on all flesh, your sons and daughters will prophesy and so on. Then he preached. Then chapter 3 is when they were going to the temple that week. Then they had a guy who was sick at the temple. Then Peter got a second opportunity to preach, and it overflowed into chapter 4. He couldn't finish the miracle service in chapter 3 of Acts. So the miracle service moved into chapter 4. That's why it's verse 4 of chapter 4. It's the same day. It's Acts 2 and Acts 3, really. Don't be confused by this one. Yeah, it's the same thing. 3,000, then 5. Presence, like this is what it means. So when God's presence is with us here in this First Love Church, more souls are going to be added. Added to the church. Go back to 241. Acts 241. Look at it. Acts 2:41. They that heard and were added. They added to the church. Not just saved, but added. Addition. Hey. And God is going to use you to save somebody. That's a sign that the presence of God is upon you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things that people are dying for will be added to. You will not have to even paint your face even once, or even do your hair even once. You see, the believers will be lining up. Please, can I see you after church? Please, can I see you after church? Please, can I see you after church? They will be lining, they will be queuing up to propose to you. When they even propose to you, you say, but there are nicer sisters in the system. No. I saw you in my spirit. I wrote a song, it's called My Beloved Is Mine. Beautiful song. We'll be releasing it soon. How many are looking forward to our first concert here? Yeah. Addition of what? Souls. You will not have to pray for a car. God will give you cars. I'm giving you 4 scriptures. I've given you 2. Number 3, Acts chapter 6, verse 1. Hey. In those days when the Holy Spirit came and the presence of God was very strong in the church, when the number of the disciples was multiplied. Multiplication of disciples. It's not addition. We've moved from addition to multiplication. So that's why you take a congregation, you say times 2. Whatever we are here, times 2, times 3, times 3 services. I'm showing you what shows the presence of God on Saturday night and Sunday morning. That's why we sang the song. You know why I like Sunday morning? What, you know what I do with myself on Sunday morning? You can't just come to church as a sitting down, warming pews, but you don't understand the secret behind the blessing, the secret behind the presence of God working wonders, when God is showing you his goodness, he's showing you his graciousness, he's showing you his mercies, his presence, multiplication of souls. Anybody here who doesn't get yourself involved, you don't understand what brings blessing. Look, you know, I've been a pastor for a long time, and I've raised funds in different countries, in different churches for years. Take it from me. Many people have never seen a certain kind of prosperity. Sometimes you hear of certain things and so on, but there's a certain kind of prosperity. People have not seen it. And there is also a certain... Look, if you preach in most churches, you can sense that people want something. They don't want God. They want money, they want blessing, they want this, they want that. So even preaching to those of you here, younger people, it's even nicer because as you are here, I can feel more that you want God than you want something. That maybe as you get older, you also have to protect yourself because you also get into the stage of problem. The Bible says, remember your creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days. The evil days, as for they are real days. So it's not like somebody wants to be somewhere, but it's like there are realities that come. It's not that somebody wants to look sad, but the evil days have come and he doesn't feel happy. It's not that these people are depressed, but there are realities. Listen, it says in the days when the disciples were multiplied, this congregation is about to experience multiplication. I want somebody to insult me and tell me that the church that I've built is too small. That day, I will bless you for that insult. Why should you build such a small church? Foolish man, how do you build a small church when we are into the presence of God and we are into multiplication? The day I hear that word, I don't know how much money I will give you, but it will be a lot, depending on the size of your pocket. How many would like somebody to insult me with that insult? Look at the small place you have built a small place. Instead of saying that there is more space in the church. Yay. But we shall be full. Amen. Yes. And I'm waiting for the first insulter to come. I've got my offering for you. Yay. Ready for you. Yay. You may even be able to buy a car with the offering. Acts 2:41, 3,000. We are going to come to church with thousands. Legon will never hear the end of us. These people here. No, 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 no. No, no, no. No, 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 no. All the people in the area. Hey! Unless they want to move, they will hear of us. I said they will hear of us. Not by might or by power, by my spirit, says the Lord. Acts chapter 4, verse 4, 5,000 were added. Acts chapter 6, verse 1, the disciples were multiplied. And the next one is taking us to the ultimate. Acts 13, verse 44. That one. The whole city. The whole city. The whole city is coming to church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The whole city. The whole city is coming to church. Hey. The next Sabbath, the Bible says the next Sabbath, which is the next Sunday. The next Sabbath day. Came almost the whole city together hear the word of God, to hear preaching, that's all. This is what happens when the Holy Spirit is present. All these spaces you are seeing here will be filled.
Amen.
And you are the ones who are going to walk with the presence of God. Yes. So I am, you see, we have already said it, but I am emphasizing. Saturday is soul winning service. Every branch, all of us, no fanfare, nothing, whether it's a carnival or just an ordinary or horn speakers. People will think that we are doing political campaign. We are not doing, we are doing soul campaign. Soul to soul to soul, person to person, man to man, heart to heart. That shows that God is with you. I'm telling you, this is what happened when the Holy Spirit came on these people. This is the Peter who was warming his feet and his fingers when Jesus was being slapped. Bah, bah, he was warming his fingers like this. And they were slapping Jesus. Bah, 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 bah. He was just watching. When they came, said, "Are you Peter?" Said, "Me? Are you stupid man? I don't know Jesus. I don't know. You don't think far. Stupid." Peter is the first person who said that. You don't think far. You say, "I'm with Jesus." You don't think far. Wow. Is it amazing? Let's go through our four fantastic scriptures again. Acts chapter 2 verse 41. Beautiful. 3,000 souls. The next one, Acts chapter 4 verse 4. 5,000 souls. Acts chapter 6 verse 1. The disciples are multiplied. And Acts chapter 13 verse 44. The whole city have gathered together. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Stand to your feet. What a blessing. Lift your hands to the Lord. As we gather. As we gather.
May your spirit work within us.
As we gather.
As we gather. May we glorify your name.
Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came.
Amen.
We'll be blessed
because we came.
Are you blessed because you came today? As we gather in your presence, Lord.
As we gather, may your spirit work within us.
As we gather.
As we gather, may.
Knowing well that our hearts begin to worship,
we'll be blessed because we came.
We'll be blessed because
we came.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
His mercies never come to an end.
Great is thy faithfulness. steadfast love of the Lord.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never will come to an end.
Come on, they are new this morning.
They are new.
Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Every morning they are new. Your presence is new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Your blessings for us are so new. Your presence for us, Lord, is new. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for blessing us, Lord. As we have gathered in your presence, as we have come to you, Lord, thank you for receiving us, Lord. Thank you for washing us with your word. Thank you for blessing us with your mighty Holy Spirit. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your blessing. Great is your faithfulness.
Great is your faithfulness.
As we gather.
Oh, yeah. As we gather. May your spirit work within us.
As we gather,
may we glorify your name.
Knowing well
that as our hearts begin to worship,
we'll be blessed because we came.
We'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came.
Sing it again for the last time. Lifting up your hands to the Lord, your steadfast love. Come on.
The steadfast love of the Lord never cease.
Your mercies will never come to an end.
His mercies never will come to an end.
They are new every morning.
They are new every morning.
New every morning.
They are new every morning.
Sing it again for the last time. The steadfast love of the Lord. Sing it from the bottom of your heart. Tell him his mercies will never cease. Just pray the prayer that Moses prayed. Say, Lord, let your presence be with me. Pray just like Moses prayed in Mount Sinai. Lord, let your presence, let your glory, show me your ways, show me your closeness, Lord, show me your ways, show me what you are doing. I want to be with you, Lord. I want to be close to you. I don't want to be far from you, Lord. I don't want to be a far Christian. Somebody who doesn't know you. Somebody who doesn't love you. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Show me your presence, Lord. Show me your ways. Show me your presence, Lord.
They are new every morning.
Hey.
Great is thy praise, O Lord.
Every head bowed and every eye closed for a moment. Father, thank you. Your presence is going with us from this place. Thank you that we are going to be your servants. We are going to be called your servants. People will recognize your presence on our lives. People will recognize that you are with us. Thank you for the four scriptures you gave us that show how the presence of God affected the church. Thank you. We'll never be the same again. We give you praise. We give you thanks. And as every head is bowed this morning, this afternoon, if you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. God wants to save you. God wants to save you. It's not automatic that you are saved. You need Jesus to save you, to wash you. If you are here today, you want to say, Pastor, I don't even know whether I'm saved. Please pray with me. I want to give my life to God, to Jesus Christ. Please pray with me. Help me to serve God. Help me to be a Christian. I'm not sure whether if I die tomorrow, if I die tonight, will I go to heaven or hell? I want my sins to be washed away. If you are here like that, wherever you are standing, lift your right hand. And I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Just lift it up high. It doesn't matter who is standing by you. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. It doesn't matter even if your boyfriend is by you or your girlfriend or whatever is between you and your God. Without being saved, you cannot go to heaven. I see so many hands all over the place. If you have lifted your hand, come to me in the front here. Come. Come from where you are. Come all the way to the front. Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus.
Come unto Jesus.
Let him have his way.
Let him have his
come on.
Way.
Come, my friend. Come to God. Come to
come
Jesus.
Unto Jesus.
Come.
Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Say this prayer right now. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. I am sorry for my sins. From tonight, from today, I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior, my Master, and my King. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus, and I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. From today, I am a child of God. From today, I am a child of God, and I will serve God. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In Jesus' name. Say after me, Satan, In Jesus' name, I bind you from today. Satan, I will not serve you again. I will not follow you again. I belong to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Now, all of you, when we close, as soon as we close, come to this side there. We are going to share something with you. Can I have more people to be giving out books very quickly so that it doesn't take long at all? All right, on Sundays, please. All of you should have books so that we just give them fast. This is my book. Give me one. This is my book. I wrote it. It's a blessing. Anybody who has it is blessed. Even if the book is in your house, you are blessed. So, I want you to read. Will you read it? When you read it, you'll become a strong Christian. Okay? Every Sunday you must be here. No matter what, 10:30 we start. You are blessed. Amen? God bless. So as soon as we close, come to this side here and we are going to talk. If you are holding the book, then just come there. God bless you. Give them a mighty clap offering. You may go back to your seat. A soul is a soul and it's precious to God. Put your hand on your... Father, I pray for healing, miracles. Whatever sickness, whatever problem that followed anybody here to this blessed auditorium is dropping off right now. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance from wickedness in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. We are going to have our communion. Now, there is a song that we sing for communion. And I want everybody to learn how to sing that song. It's our communion song. Our communion song.
Brothers, sisters, we are one.
And our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young. And we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word. Gather around the table of eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing the song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shout together to the Lord, who has promised our
all got your bread. Stand to your feet with it. Now, why are we receiving communion? There is a great blessing in the Holy Communion. Amen. Jesus said, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have life in him. Amen. Amen. I don't know how your life is today. Look at the scripture. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Meanwhile, they were alive. Meanwhile, they were alive. But they were about to receive another life. And the next couple of verses, he says it again. Now, what is the meaning? He says, for my flesh is meat, and my blood is actually a drink. And we all know that it is food that gives us life. My first patient that I saw dying on the ward and who actually died was a woman from, I don't know whether Ethiopia or, but somewhere there, Ethiopia, Somalia. She had not eaten for weeks. She had not eaten. The professor asked us that, what is wrong with this woman? What is wrong with her? We started mentioning all kinds of diseases. Higher diseases. And he told us, the woman hasn't eaten. That is the only sickness that she has. She had become small. And she couldn't even sit. All that she needed was food. But even then, it was too late. So as we were even giving her the drips, then she died. She didn't die. She didn't have tuberculosis, cancer, HIV, nothing. Just no food. So food actually gives life. So we are about to have a meal. And the meal we are about to have is going to give some kind of life to you. Now, eternal life, you know, verse 54, when it says eternal life, you get a feeling like it's eternity. But actually the word is Zoe. Zoe, which means life in all types of life, all forms of life. Life on earth, life in life, life, general life. Apart from also eternal life. Today, as you take part of this wonderful, your life is going to change. Whatever cannot be found in the life of Christ will not be found in you. Can you imagine going to find Jesus sitting on a stone, crying? And ask, Jesus, why are you crying? So my heart is broken. My beloved has left me and I'm feeling very sad. Whatever cannot be found in the life of Christ can never be found in your life from today. Can you imagine armed robbers telling Jesus, hands up? And Jesus said, hey, please don't kill me. It will never happen to you in Jesus' name. Can you imagine Jesus Christ on admission? Say, Jesus, what is wrong with you? I'm not feeling well. I'm on admission. You will never be admitted in your life. Whatever cannot be found in Jesus' life, it will not be found in your life after you take this communion. Lift it up. Father, we thank you that whoso eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. We receive life into our lives today in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare this to be the body of Jesus Christ, and we receive life into our lives right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And now the blood. He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over. Whatever evil is determined to come to your life this week or next week will miss you in Jesus' name. When I see the blood, I will pass over. It will not happen to you because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Whatever mistake you've made because of this wonderful blood, your sins are forgiven. The blood of Jesus.
hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I love.
I see the power of God moving into your life right now.
Dearest and best for a world of lost
sinners
was led. Oh,
so I'll cherish the all.
Rugged cross.
Till my oh, rugged cross, and exchange it
someday for a crown.
Receive your healing. Receive your blessing. May your pockets be full this week. May whatever has caused poverty in your life be accursed in the name of Jesus. Whatever mistake you are about to make this week, may you be delivered from that mistake. Whatever trap has been laid for you this week, may you escape the trap in the name of Jesus. Whatever sudden downfall is awaiting you this week, may you receive a divine escape. May you go forward and increase like Joseph. May the presence of God be found in your life. May the presence of God cause you to be a prosperous child. Let everyone in your family see that you are blessed. Let people see that God is with you. May all the unbelievers in your life recognize that God is with you. May you become the greatest soul winner of all time. Through you, may the church be multiplied. May everyone see what a serious and wonderful believer you are from today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And now, whatever you don't have, may God give it to you today. Whatever you have been crying for, may the goodness of God, the goodness of God, reveal it to you today in Jesus' name. May men be gracious to you, and may men forgive you, just as God forgives you. Walk out of this place with the presence of God. When you wake up, the presence of God will be there. When you are walking, the presence of God will be there. Whatever accident is determined in your car can never happen because of the presence of God. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and thank God for all His blessings today. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. Give the Lord a clap and a shout of praise.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.